Well, I've just got back from a business trip to Korea. It's quite a short trip. I had 3 intense days of meetings. And it was the first time I've been to Korea, and it was slightly different to some of my other trips because I've travelled a lot in previous roles. I've spent a lot of time in South America, I've been to the Middle East, other parts of Asia, a lot of trips to Europe. And most of the time, or most of those trips, I've been visiting a local office or we have some kind of local representation. That wasn't the case on this trip to Korea. So I set up all my own appointments. I was following up on a trip that a colleague had made earlier in the year, so these people were known to the company and they'd already met us, but I hadn't met any of them before. And once I got out there, I was very much on my own, which I'd never really occurred to me. It was almost as I was on my way to the airport, I realised that my evenings were going to be my own, that I wasn't going to have to spend a lot of time in a car with somebody I'd never met before, who was going to be taking me to every single one of my appointments, which is what happens when you have an agent or a local office. You often get thrown together with someone who you end up spending 4 days solid with, from breakfast in the morning to dinner in the evening. So that was quite nice in some ways, but equally in the evenings, I don't speak any Korean. I was in a hotel that was very expensive and I didn't particularly want to order room service every evening, partly because of the cost, partly because it's boring. So I went out every evening on my own, and a few of those evenings I discovered there was a food hall in the department store that was part of my hotel, and they had all these different counters where you could get lots of different types of Asian dishes, and the only interaction you needed to have was to just say the number of the dish you wanted to a person at a central till. And that was great because everyone ate communally on big tables. No one was looking at me thinking, oh dear, she hasn't got anyone to talk to. There she is with her book. And it was fun because there were lots of different people there, families out together on the Sunday night when I first went down there. And then one night I went to a Korean barbecue place, which I walked past, and the smell was so fantastic. I was a little bit nervous of going in because it was up some stairs and the menu was in Korean, and I thought, well, I wasn't quite sure what I was going to find there. But having walked around looking for somewhere to eat for a bit longer, I thought, actually, that place smelled so good. I'm going to go try and find it again, and I'm going to be brave. I'm going to go in, and I'm going to eat there on my own. And I did, and it was fantastic. I was very lucky because I downloaded a guide to Seoul on my iPod Touch. So I had a little bit about Korean cuisine because I don't think I would have known what to do with the dish when it came. But my guidebook told me what to do, which is that you take some lettuce, you put the barbecued meat, which has been barbecued in front of you by the waitress, in this little pit in the table where they bring the hot coals and they pull the extractor fan down from the ceiling. And you put the meat that's been cooked there into the lettuce leaf, you wrap it up, you can choose some kimchi, which you get with everything in Korea, which is sort of pickled cabbage, which is delicious actually. And there are other various things you can put in this lettuce leaf, and so you can have a different kind of flavour every time. But I had a lot of fun. I was there on my own. I was a bit self-conscious about that, but the waitress and I understood each other just enough to order and pay, and I was very pleased I'd been brave enough to go in. I felt completely safe in Korea on my own. I was staying centrally in quite a nice district, but I didn't feel threatened at any time. I was very pleased though. The hotel had a woman-only floor, which is only, the rooms on there only women have access to, and in order to get onto the corridor at the lift, you have to touch your room key in and the double doors open and then you can go in. And I like that very much because the only time I think I've felt unsafe on business trips is sometimes you get out of the lift with a man and they're following you down the corridor and you think, well, they're probably just staying in the room next door or a few rooms down, but you never know. And sometimes those corridors can be quite long and you can feel a little bit exposed in that situation. So I'm quite a fan of the women only floor.